Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Piper, I'm Bob Davis, and this is Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. If it's the first half of the 3 o'clock Central Time hour, well, you're hearing a live broadcast, and we want you to join us. 844-322-2742 is the number to call. That's good in the U.S. and in Canada. 844-322-2742. There is a biblical path to peace in our lives, and we're going to talk about it today.
Yes, we are. We are going to talk about this biblical path to peace. It's, you know, the path that we all want to walk down, but so many of us walk a different path. We go down a spiral toward anger, fear, anxiety, self-pity, depression, yep. And if we walk that path long enough, we're going to end up in despair, and that's not a place that anyone wants to be. But there is hope, there is help, there is a way out. We can break out of that downward spiral through faith in Jesus Christ, through an attitude of thankfulness, and as we move in that direction, we're going to experience the peace of God that passes all understanding. And that's why we've produced this little pamphlet called The Biblical Path to Peace, and we certainly want to send this to you. Our compliments, it's available by calling right now, 844-322-2742, 844-322-2742. But in this Biblical Path to Peace, we spent a lot of time talking about the mind, the way that we think, the way that we perceive the world. Folks have divided it into a biblical worldview or a secular worldview. That talks about how we think, how we perceive, the perspective that we have as far as the world in which we live in. Paul talks a lot about the mind in Ephesians chapter 4. He says this, "Now this I say and testify in the Lord, that you must no longer walk as the Gentiles do in the futility of their minds." So what was the problem with the Gentile world? And when he talks about the Gentile world, he's talking about their pagan way of life, their secular way of life. Well, where that starts is in the futility of their minds. Their thinking was not correct. Their thinking was not based on truth. Their thinking was based on lies. So we've learned Christ in a different way. We've been given truth. So he says they are darkened in their understanding. And again, it gets back to their worldview, their world perspective. So they were alienated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them due to their hardness of heart. They have become callous and have given themselves up to sensuality, greedy to practice every kind of impurity. But that is not the way you learn Christ, assuming that you have heard about him and were taught in him as the truth is in Jesus. So the futility of the thinking of the Gentile world was based on lies, deception, but now in Christ we've been given truth. Why? Because the truth is in Jesus. So we are encouraged to put off our old self, which belongs to your former way of life and is corrupt through deceitful desires, and to be renewed in the spirit of your minds, and to put on the new self created after the likeness of God in true righteousness and holiness. So I read this passage to put an exclamation point, to really, you know, put an arrow, a neon arrow to the importance of renewing the mind. We can't say enough about that. The Word of God, the New Testament, directs most of its information right to the mind. In our culture today, we focus on feelings. We want our feelings to change. We want to feel better. We want to get out of the pit of despair. We want to move away from self-pity. We want to quit feeling anxious or uneasy about life. Well, there's only one way to do that, and that's to renew the mind, to allow the truth that is in Jesus to change the way we think, to change the way that we perceive the world, to give us a new perspective on everything that life throws our way. This path to peace begins with our thinking. It's that important, isn't it, Richard?
Yeah, it is. And I wish I could have written this stuff back when I was in my 20s, when I was struggling with this. thankfully it was in the Bible and cooler heads pointed me there. But this is the kind of thing that if you let the Spirit do this, you will move away from futile thinking.
Yes.
It's inevitable.
Yes.
Now, at the beginning, it doesn't seem like it, but the Spirit absolutely does this work in us, for us, because of who Jesus is and what he accomplished. We can't say it enough. Let the Spirit renew your mind. Then life is going to be completely different.
Yes, it is. And this is a long-term project, so to speak. You know, when we start feeling bad, we want instant relief. I mean, that's the way our society has become. We're a microwave society. We just want it right now, instantly. Internet, we want it right now. We can't get things to us fast enough. So when we're in a problem, when our emotions overwhelm us, we want a quick fix. Yeah. And there are lots of things out there. I mean, you can Google on YouTube, how do I overcome anxiety? And there are all kinds of videos that are available, and most of them are quick fixes. But this renewing of the mind has a permanent solution in mind. So God wants to equip us on how to approach every single problem that comes our way. And that begins with proper thinking. So if I'm equipped with proper thinking, and problems hit, financial problems, relationship problems, whatever they might be, I have a rock that I can stand upon. I have wisdom that I can draw upon. I don't have to freak out. I don't have to let this mind start just going crazy with all kinds of negative thinking. I can dwell on what is true and what is good and what is pure, and as I do, I can see this problem from God's perspective, and I can lean into it with a trust, knowing that God is going to cause all things to work together for my good. That's where God ultimately wants us, to live in this world with a renewed mind, with renewed thinking, and to put on this renewed thinking that has been created in the likeness of God in true righteousness and holiness.
Yeah.
That's a permanent fix, and that's what God wants for each and every one of us.
Absolutely. Well, it's Basic Gospel with the good news today, and we would love to hear from you at 844-322-2742. It's the first half of the 3 o'clock Central Time hour, and we would love to hear from you. Love for you to join the conversation right now at 844-322-2742. The little tool that we have produced called The Biblical Path to Peace contains a fold-out chart to graphically detail and illustrate the ingredients that can lead to emotional distress and depression, and to contrast them with the truth of God's Word, which, of course, is the answer to the circumstances and issues that oftentimes trouble our lives. And we have a free copy for you. We would love to get one into your hands. It's called, again, The Biblical Path to Peace. And simply go online to basicgospel.net. The prominent link is right there, just staring you right in the face, basicgospel.net. Or you can call 844-322-2742. Again, that number, 844-322-2742, for your free copy of The Biblical Path to Peace. Now, while you're at the website or on the phone, consider making a gift to help us meet our year-end need, friends. Bob, I know you have more to say about that as well.
Well, I do. We certainly need partners to stand with us to get this Word of God out into as many lives as we possibly can. That's why we do what we do. We believe the Word of God is a must, and certainly our culture is anti-Word of God. There's all kinds of forces out there trying to suppress the truth, but here's a way to get the truth out, so that people can respond to the death, the burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, so they can be liberated, set free from the law of sin and death, so that they can experience real peace, genuine peace, authentic peace, peace that passes understanding in their day-to-day walk with the Lord. So that's what we're asking you to invest in. We're asking you to invest in the power of the gospel to change lives. This world, as I said, is going to do everything in its power to keep that message down, to keep it from being heard. But you have the opportunity to say, no, I'm not going to let that happen. I'm going to stand with Basic Gospel, and I'm going to help get this word out so people can be set free.
Absolutely.
That's why we need your gifts today.
Absolutely. 43 days to the end of our fiscal year, and we would really appreciate your partnership with us as we approach that date. You can make your donation simply by clicking donate at basicgospel.net or using that same universal telephone number, 844-322-2742.
Well, thanks, Bob. Yesterday, Diogenes wrote to us on our YouTube channel. He was watching us live, and apparently he's had a stroke here of late. And so he's asking the question, is it unrealistic to expect God to heal him? And I think that's a very important question. We wanted to spend a few minutes answering that. And I think where we start there, one, God can heal. He has the power to heal. He has the power to reverse that and restore Diogenes just in the blink of an eye.
Yes.
Now, oftentimes that's not the case. And the reason that's not the case is because there's nowhere in the Word of God that promises physical healing on this side of eternity.
Correct.
There is ultimate healing. We're going to get new bodies. These perishable bodies are going to put on the imperishable. These mortal bodies are going to put on immortality. That's the hope of the gospel. But that doesn't mean that we can pray and expect that God is going to heal us right now. We can live with that hope that he might, but it's not guaranteed for us. So I think we have to recognize that. But whether we're healed or not doesn't change what God has done for us in Christ Jesus. We stand before God as forgiven people. We stand before God as righteous in his sight. We've been made right with God through the work of Jesus Christ. We are children of God. We are joint heirs with Jesus Christ. Nothing can separate us from the love of God. So if this is an illness that is going to be with you until you go to be with the Lord, you can still rejoice in all that you have in Christ Jesus. You can still be content, and God can still use you right where you are to reflect his glory out into this world. So if I'm in your shoes, I continue to pray for God to heal you. And believe that he can and that he might. But if it doesn't happen, don't get angry at God, because you're still loved. Nothing can separate you from the love of God. This is just something that happened to you because you live in this world. You know, all of us have gotten sick. All of us have experienced all sorts of things just simply because we live in this sinful world.
Yes.
And that's the way it's going to be. But there's going to be a new world. There's going to be new heavens. And all of this will be done away with. It will all be made right. And that's our hope. So let that hope continue to anchor your soul in the midst of what you're going through right now. So that's our encouragement to you, Diogenes. We thank you for writing to us. We thank you for tuning into the broadcast via YouTube Live yesterday. Our hearts go out to you.
Yes.
You know, a stroke is can be a horrible thing. Bob George, who founded our ministry, had a stroke back in 2009, and you know, for the last 8 years has suffered as a result of that. Here was a man just gifted in communication, and in an instant that was taken away. What has our hope and prayer been all of this time for healing to occur? But if it hasn't, that doesn't change his status at all in God's sight. Everything remains the same.
Yeah, yes.
And so we can rejoice with that. And so let's rejoice together in all that we have in Jesus, and realize that nothing, not sickness or anything that we experience in life, can separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus.
And, of course, we are streaming live video to YouTube and to Facebook every day. And if you'd like to pose a question, those are good opportunities for you to do that, particularly Facebook. Or you can go online to our website. That, of course, is basicgospel.net. We would love to hear from you and allow you to pose your question for us to address.
Yes, indeed. Well, let's go to San Mateo, California, and talk with John. Hi, John.
Hey, how are you? Thanks for taking my call. My question to you today is related to what you just said. I heard on the radio broadcast of Dr. Charles Stanley saying, obey the Lord and leave the consequences to him. Does that mean the key for God to answer our prayers is to obey him and go with his commandments and what he teaches us in the Bible, and he will open the doors for us no matter what, like you just mentioned, healing or any kind of problem in life?
Well, John, the idea in the word obedience is really trust, dependence upon the Lord. We're created as dependent creatures. We're not independent. So for us to flourish as human beings, we're going to depend upon something. So a lot of people are alcoholics. What does that mean? They're depending upon alcohol to do something for them in their lives. And oftentimes it's to mask whatever pain is underneath. Yeah. So they create an alcohol dependency or a drug dependency. There's lots of people that depend upon money to make them happy or depend upon prestige or relationships, those sort of things. Why do they do that? Because that's how God made them, dependent. We're all dependent. Well, when we're depending on anything other than God, it's a misplaced dependence. So what God wants for us is to live in dependence upon him through thick and thin. In good times and bad times, let's walk in dependence upon the Lord Jesus Christ. So that's at the heart of what obedience is. So we have to look at our response to God in this way. It was God's love for us that produced in us a love for him, that creates in us a dependence upon him that will then flow in obedience to him. But if we put obedience as the engine that's driving that train, it will simply become a legalistic approach to God. So if we obey his commandments, then we feel like God is obligated to bless us. Well, that's not the way it works. God has already blessed us with every spiritual blessing in Christ. So as we get to know that and to really anchor ourselves to that truth, then we're going to see our hearts more willing to trust him through thick and thin of life. And then as we learn to trust and depend upon him, we're going to see obedience naturally flow from that. So we don't trust in order to be blessed. We trust because we are blessed with every spiritual blessing in Christ, John. So if you're a believer, John, you have been given everything that you need for life and godliness. You're forgiven, you're righteous, you're holy, you're set apart, you're perfect in God's sight, all because of the work of Jesus Christ. And even better than that, Christ has come to live inside of you, Christ in you, your hope of glory. So you're blessed with every spiritual blessing. Depend upon the Lord, and then all of that will move you to say, Lord, whatever you say, I want to step into that with an obedient heart. Does that make sense to you, John?
Amen to that. But also he said, like, ask and you shall receive. Ask the kingdom of God first, and all these things will be added to you. Does that mean he will give us the desire of our heart? I'm not asking for, like, a Rolls Royce or $1 million. I'm just asking about basic things in life. And don't you think, like we in the flesh, that we need to see doors will open when we pray from the Lord, so we can trust in him more and believing that he answered our prayers somehow? I mean, we're in the flesh, we're weak. We need to see something.
Well, John, he's promised to meet all of our needs according to his riches and glory. We can count on that. We can rely upon that. We can sink our teeth into that. That's just true. That's a declaration that he's made. He is going to meet all of our needs according to the riches of his grace. So count on that. As far as our prayers are concerned, when it says seek and you will find, knock, and the door will be opened. That's really in context of salvation. What he wants to give is the gift of the Holy Spirit. And as we're seeking and wanting to hunger after righteousness, he's going to give us that in Christ Jesus. And so when we come to faith in Christ, we're made righteous. So he's added that to us. He's given us the gift of the Spirit. He's answered exactly as he said he would. Now, as far as other things, the Bible tells us to pray in the Spirit. So we're praying in response to what the Spirit is teaching us out of the Word of God. And then so that's opposite of praying in the flesh, just wanting things to spend on our own fleshly desires. It's a totally different prayer, isn't it? So we pray according to the Spirit based on what he's teaching us. And if we're praying according to the Spirit, then we're going to be praying according to the will of God. And if we're praying according to the will of God, we can count on the fact that God is going to answer those prayers. Does that make sense, John? Okay, appreciate your call. We really do. Great question today.
Yes, indeed. Unrealistic expectations, misplaced dependencies, these are what we call improper thinking patterns, and they are the major ingredients that can lead you on a downward spiral to depression and despair. But it's not where God wants us to live. He wants a better life for us. And to help you clearly see that those ingredients can lead to emotional distress, we produce this new practical tool called The Biblical Path to Peace, and we want you to have a free copy. To request your copy of The Biblical Path to Peace, simply call 844-322-2742. Again, that's 844-322-2742, or go online to basicgospel.net, a prominent link right there on the homepage. And Bob and Richard, I know we need to talk to our listeners about continuing to support this ministry as we approach the end of our fiscal year.
Well, we do, and we have a need, an urgent need, and we certainly need help from our friends, from our listeners, from our donor base. And the world needs Jesus, and radio and internet and the resources that we have are a great way to share that good news with as many people as possible. So when we're asking you to support Basic Gospel, we're asking you to invest in the power of the gospel to change lives. There's nothing that will impact this world more than that. So when we ask, we want you to give and give generously. Airtime costs money. We wish we could deliver this free of charge through the airwaves, but that's just not the way it works. Internet and all of those things, there's cost associated with that as well. So when you give, those dollars will help pay the airtime, will help deliver this message through all of our internet partners, and you will be delivering it around the world. We know that folks listen in 119 different countries around the globe. That's a big reach, but we want it to go even more.
Yes.
So we're asking you to give generously. And I know you will receive great joy in giving, knowing that your dollars are going to be used to deliver the good news to people around the world and connect their hearts to the love of Christ Jesus.
Absolutely. And as I said earlier, 43 days to the end of that fiscal year, and friends, we really need to step up. And basically, as Bob Christopher would say in his sports opinion, hit a home run. we would love to do that. We'd love to see you partner with us. Call 844-322-2742. Again, 844-322-2742 for your free copy of the Biblical Path to Peace, or visit our website at basicgospel.net. Click donate to make your gift, and of course, as you make your gift, we're going to be sending you a copy of the breakout and, of course, the pamphlet that we call the Biblical Path to Peace. So take advantage of that. We'll be back tomorrow for another edition. I hope you'll join us. See you then. Bye-bye.